it'll be you.
Up here, K9 takes T. KC8KTN, Niles, Michigan.
Standing by for the APRS CNET.
Yeah, you're a 10 on an S9 scale, just barely in the red, but you're doing it. Your audio is beautiful. I just turned my amplifier on. Give it a couple minutes, and I'll throw a little bit of fire in the wire.
Okay, what'd you say your name was?
The name here is Chuck, and the call sign is KC8KTN.
Okay, Chuck, yeah, I got you. Yeah, you're about a 5, almost 5'9" there.
Yeah, it's raining here, and I love it. We hadn't had rain for like 24 days in a row. We broke a record, and we hadn't had no rain in a long spell, and it's just kind of been cloudy and misty, rainy, at times a little bit of a good rain, and then back to drizzling, and it's awesome.
Oh, I hear you on that.
It's been over 30 days for us. I get tired of sun.
I overseeded my yard the last week of August. And with a flint seeder, put 125 pounds of grass seed down and rented that machine to do it, and it didn't rain till yesterday, and it came a dang downpour, like an inch and a half in an hour, probably washed most of the seed to the ditch, and then today it's been raining all day, a good slow rain, which I wished it would have done yesterday, but yeah, we're...
November 8, Oscar Bravo uniform. Mike, I'm November 8, Oscar Bravo Uniform, gonna give myself two back to radio shot. Any other stations, please call now.
November 8, Hotel Echo Echo.
This is WDA Delta X-ray Bravo checking in.
November, operating Whiskey Sierra 8 Echo Oscar Charlie today from that control station for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. So this net meets every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on or near a frequency of 39 or 32. Alternate frequencies are 5346, decimal 5, and 7232 kilohertz. These are the designated Michigan emergency frequencies. Net is also available via VHF and UHF link repeaters, courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you are invited to check in and participate. The net is also available on Echolink, but will be received only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning Oxcom in Michigan, including Aries, MTS, and Skywarn. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL section level net. Regular participants include your section officials, MTS officials, assistants, and representatives from these groups. This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November. My name is Max, and I hold the position of section emergency coordinator. And from the pre-NAG group, I have the following stations listed. N8OBU, N8HD, and WD8AXP. Those stations need not check in again, but other stations for the net, please call now.
Whiskey Bravo 8, Tango Quebec 2. Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta.
Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Ron in Saginaw County.
Kilowatt Bravo 8, Sierra Whiskey Romeo, KBAWR.
AB8SWR, thank you. Next station, please. KHADE, KEADON.
KEADON, KJBD, go ahead.
Two questions. One is, can you be alternate? And second is, can you place a general net call?
Certainly will, and I will place a general net call now. This is KAJBD assisting net control for the Michigan ARPSC net on 7.233. Anyone wishing to check in, please give your call sign phonetically and please call now. KADON, this is KAJBD, nothing heard.
KAJBD, KEADON, thank you very much for that. I guess go ahead and we'll get started. Let's see here. As you know, as I said at the announcement, I am, in the preamble, I'm operating WSADOC today, and that means that it was my turn at net control for the FEMA Region 5 Oxcom net. That's on the second and fourth Sundays of every month at 4 o'clock. It's kind of fun. We start, we do 15-minute intervals of 60 meters channel 4. 7280 on 40 meters, and then VSTAR reflected now 24 alpha and EMR talk group 31673. You don't have to have all of those capabilities available. You're welcome to check in at the appropriate time for any one of those, and if you want to check in, that's great. Listen for this great time, and we'll look for you. Coming up this week, we've got a few things going on the calendar. Tuesday, it's a kind of a late mid-morning to mid-afternoon, it's a virtual plenary session. So instead of a get-together, we're doing it on Zoom, and it will also combine as being our monthly call, but it's an extended meeting, so it's from like 10:30 to 3:30 or 3 o'clock, it looks like, on the calendar. That'll be a one long Zoom session. Wednesday afternoon is a much shorter one. That's the COMU work group for Michigan, and we'll be meeting at 3 o'clock on Zoom. And then Friday is the CISA Shears work group meeting, and that's the monthly meeting that's out there. As far as the exercise planning goes, we're continuing the planning for that, working on diesel development right now. We have a couple of things that are due at the end of the week. We are going to hold the measles a little bit longer. We've got some more detail we're adding into that, and I need a couple extra days to get that done. So that will come out by the 5th. But the other material we had planned for coming out this coming weekend will be available. With that, let's go to the top of the list. We'll start with N8OBU to be followed by N8HEE. Mike, thank you for riding along as a remote today. What's happening?
Well, not much. It's raining here steadily. It's not pouring, but it's raining. It's a good thing. The yard can use it. The garden can use it. And I'm sure all the farmers can use it, too. But nothing new here. Everybody, please take care. Be safe. And I'll sit here and listen out if I'm needed. And thanks again for being net control. I don't have the know-how or the patience to do that.
All right, N8OBU, KEADON, Michigan ARPSC Net. Thank you. And again, thank you for riding along and providing the remote. This enables us to know the VHF UHF relay, and that is greatly appreciated, that extra effort. Let's go to N8HEE to be followed by WD8AXC. Mr. Jeff, how are you doing?
Well, let's say good evening, Max, and NHE. Oh, things are going okay, I guess. I had a little bit of bad news hit me just as I was firing up the 7300 this afternoon to get ready for the net. I see I got the nice line across the screen problem, so I got to contact ICOM and see if they're going to stand behind it or if this is going to cost me something to get it fixed. I guess it's kind of a common problem that I hear. Other than that, just wanted to pass in that we will be having some BE testing in October, October 12th. Always seems to land on the testing day for the set, but we'll see what we can do. Other than that, hope everyone enjoys what's left of the weekend and a good week ahead. NAHTE.
All right,
NAHTE, KEADON,
well, I hope you get the display problem fixed quickly and it isn't too painful. I have a 7300 myself. I love the radio and I haven't had that problem yet, knock wood, or knock for Maka, because that's what I've only got available to me here. But I had an intermittent power problem where it'll drop out during keying up, and I don't know if it's the radio, the power supply, or the cable in between. I'm messing around with all three to see where the issue may be. Power supply seems to stay on, so I'm thinking it's either something in the radio or something in the connectors. I'll play with the cable and keep plugging away at it. Good luck with the DE exam. Hope you get a lot of folks coming in to take that test. And hopefully we'll see on the exercise as well. If not, we completely understand. Next, let's go to WB8AXB to be followed by WB8TQZ. Mr. Charlie, how are things going?
Hello, Max, and thank you. This is WB8AXB, Charlie in Southern Kalamazoo County. And let's see, Brett tonight is visiting his wife's family, so I don't think we'll be hearing him on the net this evening. Happy to be representing District 5. There was an activity in District 5 today. The Kalamazoo Amateur Radio Club and the St. Joseph County Amateur Radio Club combined to be of safety assistance with the group called Bike Friendly Kalamazoo that sponsored a multi-directional and multi-route bicycle tour today. The long path was like 104 miles from the town I live in, Vicksburg, all the way down to Shipshawana. Park, where the turnaround was, the SAG stop in Shipshawana, Indiana. And luckily, the rain really didn't hit too hard till the event was almost all over. So we got lucky, and we are enjoying the benefits of a rather gentle rain situation today. Let's see. Usually about this time at the end of the month, Brett will have a meeting for District 5 representatives, but I don't know if he's got anything set up for like Tuesday night this coming week or not. And that's about all the news that's fit. Oh, I wanted to add one thing about your power situation. One thing about, ICOM and their power cables is that every now and then, if a problem like that arises, you want to check the fuse connections, the actual wire connections to the fuse, especially the bullet-type fuses. Anytime there's a little bit of moisture, verdigris rears its ugly head, and the metal of the fuse connection corrodes where the wire is crimped and sometimes soldered onto it. Soldering will definitely help. If it's not soldered, do solder it. It isn't pretty. It's not fun, but it prevents the corrosion that starts between the copper wire and the metal fixtures of the fuse. So check around your fuse connections for fuzzy green and fuzzy white crust, and you might find out your dropping out problem. It's happened to me, and it's definitely happened to our friend who often checks in on the net, N8NOR. So he and I know what we're talking about there. So back to you, Max, and nice to have a quality path for signals today. I'm hearing everybody loud and clear without too much static and noise. KE8DON from WDNAXB, over.
All right, WDNAXB, KE8DON, Michigan, actually, welcome. Thank you for the tip on the fuse connection. So I'll check that out when I get home. Also, good to hear the bike route and the support of that today, and I'm glad to hear that the weather was holding off for you guys. That makes for a much more pleasant bike ride, that's for sure.
All right, let's go up to WDATTZ
to be followed by KHJPD. Mr. Mike, how are things up in Presqu'ile County?
Well, Max, KHDON and the Michigan ARPSC, that's WBATTZ up here in Rogers City. Well, I'm just using the rig up barefoot tonight, so they're not good. They have been a challenge lately. Max, they're still meeting at 11 o'clock Eastern on around 1733. So that on 75. MITN's got decent conditions at 7 o'clock on 75 meters. I got my fingers crossed. There are times I'm kind of wondering if we'll ever have the next set back on 75. It was kind of nice when we did, but not lately. Weather has been decent, almost too decent, to the point where it's getting on a little bit on the dry side. We had about 3/4 of an inch rainy gauge yesterday morning, and while that probably could have been more, it certainly will be enough to catch us up and keep us out of the fire danger for a while. As for the FPP, it looks like I'll be missing it again, as we down in Tennessee. When you got grandkids, they got fall break, guess that's where that's going to be. Once we get this information, I'll see if I can get somebody else to go around here to visit us to Shawnee. But I guess we'll know when it does or does not happen. And that's about it from here. Back to you.
All right,
down through Detroit and over past through the FDOC over to Grand Rapids. So it's coming along. And the boys were up a couple weekends ago in Petoskey and put a dish up there to point over to Hackleberg to get the microwave to Petoskey. So it's slowly progressing. It just takes a lot of time and a lot of effort. We will continue to press on and go from there.
Okay.
Always something going on. Fixed a bunch of cameras and a lot of stuff happening behind the scenes that people don't see. So back to you, Max. KB at SWR.
All right, KBE, SWR, KEAPY, Michigan Section ARPS, CNET. 175 miles, that's kind of cool. And with that line like that, and that network is just getting bigger and stronger, and I think it's a wonderful service that the group is providing, Central Michigan Emergency Network. So anyway, I do appreciate, and we all appreciate all of the work that y'all put into that. This is KEAPY, EON, for the Michigan Section ARPS, CNET. We're at the bottom of the roster, so let me take a standby here and see if there's anyone else would like to check in at this time. Please call.
Kilo Delta 9, Echo Charlie, Hotel. Kilo Charlie 8, Echo Lima, Quebec. In and out.
Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor. Rock.
Okay, I have KC8 EOQ in and out. I have Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. Was there another station? There was some doubling.
Kilo Delta 9, Echo Charlie Hotel.
Kilo Delta 9, Echo Charlie Hotel. Thank you. Next station, please. Any relays? Okay, let's go to Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. Mr. Ron, what's happening in Saginaw?
Good evening, Max. Everyone on the net, this is KC8YVF, VCRO for Saginaw County. Saturday, our local radio club held their annual auction to help support and fund the club. That turned out very well. Ended up selling all of the items that were brought in and donated to the club, so that was very nice. Don't have a total of what was brought in, but anything helps the club stay afloat. They also help support the air. Anything I can do to help the club, they will in turn support me and use funnel a little money our way when we need something replaced or something for the Aries group. After that, we did project build for a simple coax tester, remote coax tester. That turned out very well. We had a good turnout for that, so enjoyed that part of it. Coming up Thursday will be our next Aries training. We're going to hold that down at our 911 center in our in the conference room there, and then we'll head over to the radio room, which is in the building there, and make sure that all of the equipment is functioning. If we do have any issues there, that we can get it addressed before the SET. I know that we have our HF antenna needs to be repaired. Replace the mast that is there and get it remounted onto that new mast and do some other upgrades to the HF antenna. We also have a tri-band antenna that came down during last winter. We got the connector replaced, so we need to put that tri-band antenna back up so that remote coax tester will do us good to tell us which one of the coaxes that are remaining under the desk in the radio room is the one that goes that to that antenna. So that's what we've got planned here for Saginaw County over the next few days here. KC8YVF, back to net.
Okay, KC8YVF, KC8YVF, Michigan, ARPS, CNET. They're having no shortage of any there. I'm glad to hear that the auction went so well. It's always nice when you can get rid of everything like that, and hopefully the proceeds were good. Sounds like the training will be a good opportunity, and of course, cleaning up the radio room and verifying everything beforehand is always a good idea. yourself good running opportunities for Boston South. All right, go to KD9ECH, and we'll be at the bottom of the roster. Kilo Delta 9, Echo Charlie Hotel, welcome to the net.
Thanks, sir. Name is John, down here in Indianapolis, Indiana, looking to get a hold of somebody in Michigan, hopefully, in case SHTF happens. Because I do have family up there in Michigan on the west side, and if contact needs to be made for wellness, would like to know we can get there.
Well, thank you, and welcome. You're certainly welcome to join the net anytime you wish. This is the Michigan section Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. We meet every Sunday at 5 Eastern, and it's usually on or around this frequency. Although as we head into the fall and winter months, we'll move back down to 80 meters to 3952 or thereabouts for QRF. Those are the two that we normally will hang out at. And we also have channel 2 at 60 meters that we reserve for this as well. Or not reserve, but keep it as a standby. Those nets that are available. Also, the one of the folks, I don't know if you heard of him, WBATQZ, he's the net manager for the TN nets that meet at 11 o'clock in the morning at around 7 to right around this frequency, you would take. And then also in the evening at 7 o'clock, again on 3952. You're certainly welcome to join us any and every week if you can. So thank you for that. This is KEDON, Michigan Section Air PSC Net, looking for any more check. Anyone else wishing to check in before we close, please call. All right, hearing none, we will go ahead and close this session of the Michigan Section Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. We had a total of 10 check-ins today, and I'll call it 27 minutes of runtime. And I want to thank you all for joining us. We have a safe week ahead. Stay dry and cool or warm or whatever the way the weather goes, but stay safe and healthy. This is KEADON closing this session and returning the station to its frequency to normal amateur use. KEADON out.